Hi, welcome to my blog. This is Yvonne Brown, author of Self-Creation, 10 Powerful Principles for Changing Your Life. Also, I authored Proven Ways Women Overcome Obstacles and Succeed, and I'm the founder of JAD Communications International, a training and coaching firm that helps people communicate better and work well together. Our blog post today is called, What's Wrong with People Today? I hear it everywhere I go. It's part of book titles, employers are complaining about it, parents are saying it to each other, and the press tries to convince us of it. They say, what's wrong with young people today? As I write my generational differences in the age of social media blog posts to close out the year, I am reminded of this quotation from a very, very long time ago. It says, quote, the earth is degenerating today. Bribery and corruption abound. Children no longer obey their parents. Every man wants to write a book. And it's evident that the end of the world is fast approaching. End quote. And that is from an Assyrian tablet circa 2800 BC. So we've been asking the question a long time. I've been checking all year on the state of millennials. So let me share some things I learned with you. That said, I have one last thing to add, and it brings me great joy in sharing this with you. I rented a movie recently from Amazon about Silicon Valley and the millennials. One of the things I learned as I watched the movie was how many of the products taken for granted today are created by people under 30. I'm not talking about the obvious ones we know about, such as Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook or the Twitter guys who just became instant billionaires. I'm talking about products that we use every single day that we don't even realize were created by millennials. Here are a few of my favorites from the movie. Number one, Brian Wong. He's the founder of Keep. He was my favorite, as his story is so compelling. Check out the video below for yourself and search for KIIP on YouTube to learn more. There's a video that I linked here from YouTube as the young founder of the company gives a tour of Keep's motorcycle-friendly headquarters. They don't have cubicles. They have pods. It's quite fascinating, actually. There's also another one called Dropbox. Millions of business people use Dropbox every day, and few know that it was created by a millennial. He was sitting on a bus when he came up with the idea, and today, millions of companies are using that Dropbox. Vimeo. That's another one. I use Dropbox and I also use Vimeo. Vimeo is used by millions of people to upload and share videos, and it's another favorite of mine. Check it out, Vimeo.com, V-I-M-E-O.com. Indinero.com is another one. It's an accounting, taxes, and payroll product that is used by many businesses today. Fourth one I have here is SoundCloud. SoundCloud is the world's largest community of artists, bands, podcasters, and creators of music and audio. These are just some of the examples of the positive impact of today's youth. I encourage you to just think about it and realize that today's youngsters are not much different from the youngsters from another century, including 2800 BC. People have been making these kinds of comments about the generations for thousands of years. For example, here's what they said in the 8th century BC. Quote, I see no hope for the future of our people if they are dependent on the frivolous youth of today, for certainly all youth are reckless beyond words. When I was a boy, we were taught to be discreet and respectful of elders, but the present youth are exceedingly wise and impatient of restraint. That was said by Hesiod in the 8th century BC. So we've been asking this question a long time. Luckily, in our case, there are many young people who, rather than sit around and complain, are inventing new ways for us to get things done efficiently. That's why I'm closing out the year by focusing on our millennial creators. They are the future. If you enjoy the post, please share it with your employees, students, and social media tribe. Help me spread the word. And I would love to hear your comments. Just use the comment box below to tell me what you think of this blog post.